Radio Krishna presents Krishna Stories for Children, a program that recounts the exciting tales of Krishna's pastimes with his family and friends, brought to you in the simplest way, suitable for our younger listeners and older ones too. We hope you will find these stories both delightful and charming, and they will also help start you on the spiritual path.
Just like a good king, his sweet pastimes to display. For as the sun shines always and just seems to rise and set, the Lord is transcendental to this world of earth and death.
At the time there lived one Brahmin, very pious amongst men. Siddhartha Lukha was his name, and he was Krishna's childhood friend. And he was always happy, though he lived in poverty, for he was not bound by worldly chains, being satisfied spiritually.
Today's Krishna story for children is entitled The Humble Brahmin Sudama.
Thousands of years ago, in a land we now call India, saintly men called Brahmins guided society. They helped others in their search for truth, and devoted every word, thought, and deed to the service of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sudama was a kind and gentle Brahmin. Every day he performed his priestly duties. He read from scripture, chanted sacred mantras, and taught everyone in his small village how to live a holy life. Sudam was wise and self-controlled and saw all living creatures as equal. But Sudama was poor. The only clothes he and his good wife owned were old and worn, and because their meals were meager, they looked thin and weak. Even so, Sudam was not interested in material pleasures or wealth, and he always remained peaceful and happy despite his poverty. Sudama's wife, however, worried about her husband's health.
My dear Sudama, I am very concerned about your well-being and have been wondering what to do. To whom should we appeal for help? My dear Sudama, it occurs to me that Lord Krishna would assist us. You are very fortunate to have him as your friend. Please go to him in Dwarka. Lord Krishna is now the king of Dwarka, But as children, you both attended the same school. Surely he knows how devoted you are to him and to instructing others about spiritual life. If you ask, he will not hesitate to help you. After all, you only need the bare necessities of life so that you might fulfill your duties without impediment.
Sudama was not anxious to ask Lord Krishna for any personal favors, but he thought,
if I go to Dwarka, I shall see my dear friend again. That would be wonderful. Yes, I shall agree to my wife's plan and shall visit Lord Krishna. Dear wife, you please prepare a gift so that I might offer something to the Lord.
His wife collected 4 palmfuls of chipped rice from their neighbors and tied it in a small cloth. It was a humble gift, but it was all they had. Sudama took the cloth and left at once on his long journey. As he walked, traveling through the forest, Sudama remembered childhood adventures with his friend Krishna.
We were once classmates in the Gurukul school of Sandipani Muni, our wise and learned teacher. I remember how one day...
Come on, Sudama! Let us go to the forest and collect firewood for our guru. Look, over there, some dry wood. Ah, and over there, a broken branch. Come over here, look, underneath that tree. 4 broken branches.
But on this occasion, the boys, being so absorbed in their service to their guru, became lost in the jungle. As time drew on, darkness approached, and a storm began to develop. Dust was blown everywhere, thunder exploded, and rain fell so hard that the road became flooded.
My dear Sudama, please take my hand. I am in such great distress, and I am afraid we will never find our way home. It is now so dark and cold. What will happen to us? On account of the rain and storm, I am feeling very miserable. And in whichever way we turn, I am completely bewildered.
Lord Krishna, acting like an ordinary child, thus spent the entire night with Sudama, searching for a way out of the jungle. The following day, when their absence became known to their guru, Sandipani Muni came with his other students to look for the 2 boys, and at last found them in the jungle. He was full of compassion for their plight.
My dear boys, you have suffered so much trouble just for me. This is proof of how serious you are to serve your spiritual master. I bless you both. May all your desires be fulfilled, and may you always remember the teachings of the scriptures. Thus you will be happy both in this life and the next.
Remembering these events, Sudama marveled at Krishna's humility.
He is the source of all knowledge, and yet he accepted a spiritual master and went to school, just to set an example for children everywhere.
Sudama arrived at the royal city of Dwarka. He passed through large gates and beautiful gardens protected by military guards. He walked beneath the arches of regal palaces and then came to the most splendid palace of all.
Inside, Lord Krishna was enjoying the company of his beautiful queen, Rukmini. As soon as Sudama arrived, Krishna came forward to embrace him with great affection.
My dear Sudama, welcome. Please come and sit comfortably. You must be tired from your traveling. Here are fruits and sweet drinks to refresh you.
Krishna washed Sudama's feet and sprinkled the water on his own head as a sign of great respect. Then he applied sandalwood paste to Sudama's body to cool him after his journey. All the while, Queen Rukmini fanned Sudama with a yak-tail fan. Krishna knew why Sudama had come.
He has come to ask for something, but only to please his anxious wife. His love for me is so pure. He wants nothing for himself. But still, I will reward his devotion with greater riches than he could ever imagine. My dear Sudama, I am very glad to see you after so many years. Let us talk together of our many childhood memories. It is very rare to find a devotee like you, so detached from the material world. But sometimes the devotee also accepts some wealth just to show others how to give in charity and use everything in devotional service. But Sudama, did you not bring anything with you? I can guess that you have a present for me.
Lord Krishna was smiling, seeing that Sudama was embarrassed to give him the small bundle of chipped rice.
My dear friend, I certainly do not need anything, but a gift of love from my devotee, even a small gift, brings me great pleasure. Here, what is this bundle on your shoulder? Let me have it. Why, it's delicious chipped rice. Such a gift will not only satisfy me, but also the whole universe.
And with that, Lord Krishna, who is accustomed to receiving millions of tasty offerings every day in temples around the world, ate one morsel of chipped rice and felt completely satisfied. Queen Rukmini, the goddess of fortune, saw Krishna take a second morsel and start to eat it. Quickly, she caught his hand.
Dear Lord, one grain of rice offered with love is enough to satisfy you. That one grain gives you greater pleasure than any quantity of riches offered without devotion. My dear Lord, this one morsel of chipped rice is sufficient to cause him who offered it to become very rich in this life and to continue his wealth in the next life.
This indicates that when food is offered to Lord Krishna with love and devotion, and he is pleased and accepts it from the devotee, Rukmini Devi, the goddess of fortune, becomes so greatly obliged to the devotee that she has to personally go to the devotee's home to turn it into the most opulent home in the world. If one feeds Krishna sumptuously, the goddess of fortune automatically becomes a guest in one's house, which means that one's home becomes opulent. The learned Brahmin Sudama passed the night at the house of Lord Krishna, and while he was there, he felt as if he were living in the spiritual world. The next morning, after paying his respects to Lord Krishna, Sudama left Dwarka.
How fortunate I am. Lord Krishna embraces the goddess of fortune, and yet he also embraced a poor Brahmin like me. He sat me down on his own seat, fed me, and massaged my legs. He considered me to be his brother, and Queen Rukmini was fanning me. What's more, he was so kind that he did not flatter me with riches. He knew that I would become puffed up by wealth and soon forget him.
The learned Brahmin Sudama did not appear to have received anything substantial from Lord Krishna while he was residing in his palace, and yet he had not asked anything of the Lord, being fully satisfied just to see him. Thus Sudama wended his way homewards through the forest, always meditating on Lord Krishna, and finally he reached his place of residence. But where was his home?
What mystery is this? This is not the same home I had left. Everything has changed. In place of my cottage is a magnificent palace, and surrounding it so many other palaces, all made of marble, precious gems. And look, beautiful parks and lakes filled with lotus flowers. Ah, everything is miraculously changed. Maybe this is the wrong house, yeah. This is actually my home. What has happened? But wait, is that not my wife dressed like the goddess of fortune?
While the learned Brahmin was considering in this way, a group of beautiful men and women with features resembling those of demigods, accompanied by musical chanters, approached to welcome him. All were singing auspicious songs, and the wife of Sudama, being very glad on hearing the tidings of her husband's arrival, came with great haste to receive him. As soon as she saw her husband present before her, tears of joy began to fall from her eyes, and her voice became so choked up that she could not even address her husband. She simply closed her eyes in ecstasy. But with great love and affection, she bowed down before her husband, and within herself, she thought of embracing him. She was fully decorated with a gold necklace and ornaments, and while standing amongst the maidservants, she appeared like the wife of a demigod alighting from an airplane. The Brahmin was surprised to see his wife so beautiful, and with great affection, he entered the palace with her.
My dear husband, just see how our simple home has become converted into a residence suitable for the King of Heaven himself. Just see, the couches and bedsteads are carved in ivory, bedecked with gold and jewels, and the bedding is as white as the foam of milk and as soft as a lotus flower. There are golden thrones, silken and velvet canopies with laces of pearls hanging all around. Dear husband, how is it that our position has suddenly changed to one of opulence such as this?
These treasures are gifts from my dear friend Krishna. He took from me one broken grain of rice, and in exchange he has given us all this. Let us accept this gift as something to be used in Lord Krishna's service only. Let me not become proud, since I am not the actual owner of this wealth. It all belongs to him, the Supreme Person, who has created it for us to use only for him. I do not have any desire to enjoy this wealth for my own pleasure, but can only find pleasure in pleasing him. All that I truly desire for myself is his friendship, birth after birth.
Thus Sudam accepted his newly acquired opulence, but he did so in a spirit of renunciation, unattached to personal desires. And so he lived very peacefully with his wife, enjoying all the facilities of opulence as prasadam, or mercy of the Lord.
Taking this as the will of the Lord, I have remained in this position, but instead of deteriorating due to excessive opulence, my love and affection for Lord Krishna has increased daily. Material riches can certainly be the cause of degradation, but they can also be the cause of elevation. And by his grace, I am always swimming in an ocean of ecstatic love.
In wealth, Sudama remained as humble as when he had been poor, a friend to everyone, and forever devoted to the Supreme Person, Lord Sri Krishna. Here ends the story of Sudama, the wise Brahmin, who saw all creation as the property of the Supreme, and who was thus a truly wealthy man. This program was brought to you by Radio Krishna. The part of Sudama was played by Amala Bhakta. Krishna was played by Krishna Ananda Das. Sudama's wife and Rukmini Devi was played by Chaitanya Dasi. Your narrator was Yashoda Mayi. Music selections and engineering by Vaibhavi.
Gems, beautiful gardens, lakes full of lotus flowers and lilies. What are these wonders that I see? Does this place belong to me? From the day that I was born, I have been so poor. So what could be the cause of such riches? I do not find any other reason. There is nothing else that it could be. This is all due to the all-merciful glance of my beautiful dark friend, Lord Krishna. This is all due to the all-merciful glance of our beautiful dark friend, Lord Krishna.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Krishna Stories for Children, compiled and produced by Radio Krishna to help bring a touch of the excitement, fun, and pleasure that is there in spiritual life, even for children. Krishna is the most charming person, and just by hearing about his delightful activities, everyone, both young and old, is entranced. We hope you enjoyed this presentation, and that you will tune in again for our next in the series, Krishna Stories for Children.